Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, everyone was surprised yesterday morning when we woke up and we found out that Abe Vigoda was still alive. Mm-hmm. And then we were equally shocked yesterday afternoon when we put on our televisions or our radios or looked on the Facebook. We saw that Abe Vigoda passed away at age 94. Many people had assumed he's been dead for years. But this is the time that we would want to speak to such a great man. Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, Abraham Vigoda. Abe, are you there? Hello, Abe. He takes his time.
Well, he's at least two harps.
Well, he's a two harp celebrity. Maybe three. Maybe three. You know, his daughter said he never got sick. He just fell asleep and died.
A peaceful way to go.
Oh, I think I see him materializing.
Oh boy.
Are you there, Abe? Abe. Abe,
tell Mike it was only business. I always liked him.
So you have a message for Mike O'Mara that it was only business?
Can you get me off the hook, Rob?
I can't. Sorry.
For old time's sake.
I'm sorry, Sally, buddy.
Hi.
Yes,
floating above your head, it's Abe Vigoda. I'm finally dead. A lot of people never thought that I would finally die, but I finally died. I'm floating above you now.
Quick question.
I love quoting that Godfather line. I've seen it more times on the news. It's so funny. Hold on. Let me adjust my upper plate. My wife, Bernice, is very, very sad today.
Bernice Fish?
No.
Because you played Detective Philip Fish on
Bernie. I'm talking about The Godfather. You can't talk about Bonnie Miller, yet it screws up all my arrangements.
Okay, well, you're talking about The Godfather.
That's another line from The Godfather. You see how I did that?
I do have a question for you, though. When you passed away, how could they tell?
That's a fair question.
Well, it's usually about temperature. That's how you tell for sure. You touch the skin. If the skin feels like a leather suitcase, you're probably dead. That's the way that works.
It is so nice to see you floating in our studio because, as Matt Lauer said this morning,
Rob,
that face.
Can you get me off the hook?
I can't.
For old time's sake.
I can't do it, Sally. I can't do it.
Tell Oscar it was only business. I always liked him.
Okay. Well, Oscar's here. You can talk to him.
Oscar, it was only business. I always liked you.
Totally understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yes, Godfather.
You were so great as Tessio, and you
were great. Yes, and what was my full name on Bonnie Miller, Rob?
Oh, Detective Philip Fish.
Phil Fish.
Phil Fish.
Phil Fish.
Yes.
The guy with the great one takes.
Yes.
Where the camera would go right into my mug, and I'd stare at you. Hi, pony boy. How are you?
Going?
Yes. I'm looking forward to meeting you sooner than the other guys. That's the big surprise.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, sir.
Even Mike?
Yes. No, not sooner than Mike, though. No. So, no, he'll be here first, especially the way he feels today. Thank you.
Is there a list up there so you know what's
coming? I know who's coming. Yes, yeah. Door number three, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, no.
There you go. That's right. Keep experimenting with those Mexican doctors. See where that gets you, sicky boy.
Now, a question. Now that I see you floating above, you had a marvelous hump on your back towards the end.
Yes, I did. It was due to bad posture. Bad posture. That's exactly what it is. You see...
You know,
Abe Vigoda tried to compensate for his New York accent with good diction that did not cover the New York accent.
Hey,
that's the way it works.
This is sort of a curveball, but we like thinking out of the box, Phil Fish.
Well, that tends to screw up all of my arrangements.
No, I don't want to screw up your arrangements. Could you just grab a random piece of writing and read to us?
Sure.
Love to hear that accent covered by the diction.
Do you like green eggs and ham? Do you like them, Sam?
No, we need that last sentence again. That was
Sam. I am.
That was not a
Sam.
Good
I am. You have to understand when you've got a nose as large as mine, it gets in the way.
Yes.
Now you're gonna screw up all of my arrangements.
No,
Rob,
we're not gonna screw up your arrangements.
Can you get me off the hook,
Sally.
For old time's sake?
I can't do it, Sally. I can't
Damn.
Do it.
Boy.
Now you, I'm trying to think.
Tom Hagen, what a prick. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The consigliere.
The consigliere. Yes, it was. I was Sal Tessio. And I betrayed the Godfather, and then Michael had me whacked, along with a load of other people. There's a truckload of us that were whacked on the same day.
After the baptism.
After the baptism, Mo Green, dead. Sal, dead. Carlo, dead in the worst possible way.
What possible
That's
way?
That's right. The garrote around his neck in the car with his foot kicking through the windshield. What a great film. Yes, it's all about the Godfather.
That's not how you arranged it, though.
No, that's not. You're messing up all of my arrangements.
Now, I'm wondering if you're going to see any of your great Barney Miller co-stars in heaven soon. How does that...
I'm looking forward to seeing Jack Sue.
I think he might already be there.
I think he's up. Well, you think. My God.
He's in a different development.
He's in a different... Yes, the Beatles have already eaten his eyes away development. He's been gone for a long time.
Detective
Truly
Nick
long
Yamana.
Time.
What about... are you looking forward to seeing Max Gale, who played Wojciech
Max
Holmes?
Gale... Is he dead? Is Max Gale dead,
I think
too?
We still have Max Gale.
Do we still have Max Gale? Can someone look that up?
I think here are the ones that we still have.
Is Hal Linden still alive?
We still have
the great Hal Linden.
I believe we lost
that's delightful.
Steve Landisberg.
Oh, no. Steve Landisberg's up here. That screws up all of my arrangements.
No, that won't screw up your arrangements.
I'm terribly sorry. Tell Steve Landisberg it was... I always liked him. It was only business. Thank you.
Would you be
Matt Lauer, he loved me.
Loved
I kissed
face.
Him. Did you see the Today Show where I made out with Matt Lauer? Oh.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah. Well, I kissed him on the forehead. There was no tongue in the mouth.
I think Matt Lauer got a rager from that.
Yeah, well, I was an attractive man, but I will tell this. This is my tribute to myself. Are you ready, boys?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody. The Dead Abe Vigoda on the Michael Mara Show. And listen, there's a phenomenon that occurs when a man ages.
Yes.
He begins to lose the hair on his head, and it begins to grow in other locations.
Oh.
And not only was I a fine actor, I could play comedy, I could play drummer, but I will tell you this, I also sported some of the most fabulous lower ear hair of any man known to mankind. Bring up one of the pictures and you'll see ear hair growing like a chia pet above both of my lobes. Spectacular ear hair.
I see a picture. This is from, I think, Meredith's last day on the Today Show. If you zoom in, you actually have your ear hair in cornrows.
It's unbelievable. It's there's a great word for me. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And I trimmed the nose hair, but I did not trim the ear hair. And it grew and grew, a flowing mane of coarse ear hair growing out of the lower lobe. But of course, it continues to grow to this very hour.
And your nails.
That's right. It's still, and my nails. Yes. That's right. That's what happens when you die. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I know you used to be very fastidious about your nails, and you had to go to get a manicure every week. But this
I did indeed.
This must have messed up all your manicure arrangements.
Oh, it was terrible. You know, I remember this one time this lady was working on my nail, and she was digging at me with this tool on my cuticle. And I said, can you remove the hook just for old time's sake? Start the goddamn show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore,
that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Hey, Fish.
Yeah?
There's a bankruptcy sale on this afternoon. You want to buy a cemetery plot?
I got better things to do with my money.
Might not be a bad investment. Might be able to rent it out until you needed it.
Definitely not. I'm planning on donating my body to medical science. If they'll take it.
Good morning.
Good morning, Barney.
Good morning.
How's the coffee?
Thick.
Try mixing in some hot water.
I did. That's what made it thick.
I hope Mike can get us a good deal tonight.
Sure he will.
Sal, Tom, the boss says we'll come in a separate car. He says for you two to go on ahead.
Hell, he can't do that. It screws up all my arrangements.
Well, that's what he said.
I can't go either, Sal.
No, Mike, it was only business. I always liked him.
He understands that.
Excuse me, Sal.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
Can't do it, Sally.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That is why I would not be a movie actor. Why?
That is why I would not be, that's why I would never be on television or film, because do you hear the understated way, you know, Tom, can you get me off the hook for old time's sake? And I go, Tom, can you get me off the hook for old time's sake? Like Ethel effing Merman. That's the way I do that.
And that was after Abe had a Rockstar energy drink. That was big for him.
That was young Abe in the day. Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. Yeah, we're on the radio. We're out at KCJJ.
Sure.
Out in Iowa, where some of the Hawkeye football team just endorsed Trump, and Steve Bridges couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Out of his mind.
They want to make America great, Mike.
Yeah.
They do indeed, don't they? Anyway, today's show is brought to you by Betterment. There is no time like the present to take control of your financial future. Are you ready to take the first step? I somehow am fighting the urge not to sound like Abe Vigoda while I'm reading this Betterment commercial.
It's understandable. You know? He's on everybody's mind.
You know what? I'll tear up the script because I'm going to tell you the truth. Betterment is a wonderful new service. They let you invest at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services, and they already manage billions of dollars for more than 100,000 customers. The revolutionizing personalized investment has begun. Betterment is leading the way. They've got a better way. They're using technology, just like the big firms use technology to help you. Betterment will offer you advice. You tell Betterment your financial goals. Betterment will give you actionable steps to get there, even taking into account your non-Betterment assets. They'll look at your whole financial profile. It's streamlined investing. It's automated. It's easy to use. Let you know what's going on. Betterment can help you reach your financial goals by keeping you on track. Sign up for your computer or your smartphone. You can do it today. Get up to 6 months of automated investing for free and more information by going to betterment.com/TMOS. That's BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment is investing made better. So, yes, the parade of celebrity deaths continues. Now, 94 years old, good long life. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah, but still.
I'm in the throes of telling you that 94 or 95, when someone is close to you, you don't really think that way because, you know, my mom has been very sick lately, and we're all concerned about her. We'd like to stay around a little longer, but he's 94, and at the end of the day, anyone in that
solid,
age range, you say, solid life.
God, yes. I hope I hit 90.
Yeah. 90 would be great. 90 would be cool. I think in this day and
80.
Age, you know.
80. I'll take 80.
You know what? No, I'll be honest with you. I know too many 80-year-olds. I think I'd like to go past that. The 82, 83, 84-year-old people I know, you know, if they're upright, They're still chugging along.
And you get the different levels down. Oscar, is that the people that are 80 now were born 80 years ago.
Yeah.
You're only born 40 years ago. You've lived better, and you'll have
37.
And you'll have, well, I was speaking in round terms, and you'll have more technology by the time you're 80.
We will, and you will have more technology than me, Rob, but it won't help you.
No, it won't help you. But I will have the most high-tech funeral you've ever seen.
They
will
have, really?
Beautiful
space-age technology at your send-off?
There's
going to
be a polymer.
Titanium arteries.
Wow. Wow. That, but it's just, you know, let's take Abe Vigoda out of the equation. The only thing that puts Abe Vigoda on the map is the fact that it was such a joke for decades.
Yep.
That he was, I don't know how old, he's like Wilford Brimley, is he not?
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
he somebody that looked old and played old when he was, I don't know how old he was when he did the Godfather
movies.
Well,
the Godfather is 1970, right?
1970, 71, 72, right?
72, yeah. 71 when they filmed it. So that's 40 some years ago. So he was in his 50s and he was old. So he's been old for almost half a century.
Okay,
he's been
so that's
old
about right. So he was in his 50s.
Run. Yeah.
So he's just played, that's where he got famous when he was in his 50s.
Yeah.
There's still a chance. There's still a chance for me to.
You've been famous.
No. I want. I've always wanted to be in a movie, Oscar. I've always wanted to be.
You're in Ghosts Don't Exist.
That's right.
That was not a movie. That was. Trust me. That was as far from a movie as a. Well, no. The actors in it. The real actors were pretty good. It was
right.
just. You know, I mean, I did enough of it to know how bad I am. You know,
did you overplay my acting, it in that?
No, here's the thing. I would reach out and I would try to get some training because I, you know, Oscar mentions a little project that I was involved in. And so was Oscar back
passion
in the day.
Passion project, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
I wasn't in it.
You weren't in it.
No.
Are you combining the ghost thing and the regular thing where you were the bartender?
No. This
two
is
different
this
projects.
Is not, no, these are two failed.
No.
Everything. You know, so many people. This isn't failed. This actually came to fruition.
Yes.
Ghosts Don't Exist is a movie that was released, and I went to a premiere. And
are you an IMDb because of it?
I believe it is on his page.
Yeah, probably. But I am. I probably shouldn't say this. In order for me to like to get on any kind of project like that, I'd have to probably contact the Screen Actors Guild and you know do a little business with them. Let's
sure.
just put it that way, okay?
So,
but if I did that, I'd want to get some training because I consider it to be difficult to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching an old movie on cable last night, Good Night and Good Luck, the George Clooney movie about
great
Edward
film.
R. Murrow.
Such a fun movie.
And, you know, take a peek at that, by the way, in this current political climate. Might be informative. Anyway, so I was looking at it, and there's a lady on there that reminds me kind of our good friend Cappy Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays Robert Downey Jr.'s wife, his secret wife. They were married secretly because CBS employees couldn't be married together.
Right.
And I'm watching her act, and I'm like, you're there. It's real. And she's got a camera 2 inches from her face. And I said, it's just spectacular how good they are at what they do at pretending. And
yeah.
it's not something, you know, you get a bunch of people around in cameras. So I just don't think that I could jump in and do it without, I just don't think I'm a natural actor. I truly
well,
don't. I don't think it could
I
happen.
Think you are because you are demonstrative and you've done stage work before and what you do every day is storytelling and that's acting. However,
let me tell you that, let me just interrupt you there
okay,
and tell
sure.
you one thing, because even with voiceovers, even with narrations, which I've done a lot of,
yeah,
I actually a couple of years back, you know how I always flirt with more Dude Walker work where
yeah.
and then I just never get motivated to do it. And I've never been motivated to. I've turned down a lot of opportunities to do it because I don't know where it comes from. I don't like it.
Really?
I love this. I don't like doing it. Mm. But when I get an opportunity and it smacks me in the face, I'll grab it and I'll do it. I actually, when I went to work at The Edge with Kirk McEwen, Kirk said there's a lady that I have worked with. She'll go nameless. I'll call her Mary. She
okay.
was a vocal coach, and she worked with radio personalities, worked with anybody to improve your reads for commercials and for narrations. And I did this for several weeks until I said, F this. And what it was all she was trying to do was less is more, less is more.
Yep.
Don't be an announcer. Don't be an announcer. Don't be an announcer. And I got so beaten down by this because that's But when you listen to a guy like Abe Vigoda do that, that's the difference between being an actor and being an announcer. And
yep.
I'm an announcer. I've always been an announcer. Look,
but
I will tell stories
that.
On this show. On this show, I tell stories. But you see the way I tell my stories, like I'm at the, you know, like yeah. I'm in the corner of a cocktail party and everybody's listening to me.
But it's theatrical. It's big. You go big because you've always gone big. It's funnier yeah. on the radio.
Many
go
ways.
Big.
That's just,
shut
what
up.
What does that mean?
Oh,
what
it's a fat joke.
Shirt size. Yeah.
Anyways,
size.
Oh,
but
yeah, you're right.
You could
yeah.
learn it. You could go the other way. I heard.
Four tenths of a pound down today. Or I would have been stabbed in the eye with a knitting needle. Mrs. O'Mara was. Mrs. O'Mara really just fat shamed me like big time last night.
Well, that's bullying.
She said, You're 1 pound less than when you came back from Maine. Well, I was down in Maine though.
I
so,
see.
So
don't
yeah,
care.
But you were down so much further.
I was down. I've gained 6 pounds.
Yeah,
that's how much I've gained in the last like month. So it's bad. I can't afford to gain.
Going in the wrong direction.
I have to. Yes, that's. Thank you. Were you there? I always think you two ought to get a goddamn hut on a desert island because you're both the same effing generation and you say the same things and you're nasty.
You
like
mean
that.
Not me and him? You're talking
no,
about
I'm talking
Carlos.
About my wife and yeah. Oscar.
Why don't you
that's
declare
why they butt heads periodically because they're that same generation, that same yeah.
Why don't you declare your house a bully free zone and that way she can't fat shame.
I'd love to
shame
stop being bullied.
Yeah, you know it's not fair. That's not
no, but
cool.
She's too good to me in other respects.
Because Mike's the victim. Yeah.
Well, could it hurt to hang up a sign?
Yeah.
Just hang up a sign that says bully free zone.
No, she's been wonderful. You all know it's been a rather significant slog for me these
yes.
couple of days. So she's been terrific. She's been very, very kind, very, very nice, and so I love her. But she fat-shamed me last night, and I don't know how it happened, but it was something along the lines of, man, I could really use something. She said, you're 1 pound less than when you came back from Maine. That just can't happen. And so I got this big jug of water. Well, she was going out to play bingo with the old ladies. And so I got this big, well, they're not old ladies. They're actually some that are younger than.
Yeah, because lots of young, vibrant people love bingo. That's what
I like bingo.
About.
I play bingo. Sally Field played bingo with James Garner.
Mike,
in
no one's buying Xboxes yeah. anymore because of bingo.
It's all the rage.
Bingo. Yeah. But getting back to the whole acting thing, I could do it. But I think I'd need a little bit of training, and it's hard because this lady tried to train me, and it would be like on the plains of the Nairobi Reserve, the giant
peas grow there.
The peas grow there. On the plains of the Nairobi Reserve. That's the way. And you hear narrators that just that do it so slow and so low key, and if you've got a voice like here's the greatest example of.
Yeah.
A guy that has the greatest announcer voice, but he's still an actor,
yeah.
and his voice is so good that he doesn't have to be an announcer. I have to be an announcer. I have to push it.
Right.
You can hear me push it. But Sam Elliott.
Right. Oh, the beef guy.
You know, the Coors. He comes in, and he can say anything. It's just like, what time does our flight leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would be just like, Mr. Elliott, your table's ready. Will I get the one near the corner? You know, it's just, he doesn't have to do it. I push a little bit too. But, and I'm always very aware of that. It's on my bucket list. I would love to have one last speaking role in some kind of
what if
project.
You,
a blockbuster movie?
What if
now,
you,
you know, I'd go with Cable.
What if you took Cable. On a coach while you're down there?
Because I don't have the money to do it anymore. It's not something
that's
going to
direct. I'm sure you get a friendly rate.
You know, you guys are both privy to how many elements of the puzzle I have sitting on the shelf right now,
right.
as far as voiceover work that I have not pursued. There's a reason for that. I have to look to myself and figure out what it is.
Some of the shelves are in Maine.
Some of the shelves are in Maine where I left the digital audio tape recorder because I didn't want to. And Dude Walker reached out to an agent of his and did a very, very nice job. And I still haven't done it because I don't know what's best. Shut up, Frankie!
Mike, you overplayed that.
Mm,
you absolutely did.
Oh, hold on.
Shut up, Frankie!
Much better.
Or like, or Sam Elliott.
Put a sock in it, Frankie.
Anyway.
Now I'm listening.
Yeah.
All right. It's on my bucket list. So
good.
If you've got a feature role in a film, I'll train. I'll train really, really hard. But you see, I'd have to get the offer first. Get it? That's the way I work. Thank you. We'll take a break. I don't know what I'm talking about. We'll come back on the Mike O'Mara Show with more fun and more thrills. Lots to talk about. Trump and the debate.
Yes.
But more importantly than that, Todd Moore is having such a good time at Sundance. And yeah. I want to see how our boy's doing because of that, because I feel bad for him. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Fox 5's Annie U.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh. Yeah, that would do it.
Full testicles.
That would do it.
I don't know how anyone could get that down.
No, really. Well, you know what? We've had them on the show a couple of times. You know, it's a standard TV thing. Once a year. I've never eaten them. I've never eaten those.
I only did it because Jimmy, you know, from Jimmy's Tavern.
Right.
Yeah.
He brought them in, and I love Jimmy, so I tried them.
Did you?
They were quite chewy.
Ew.
Did you know if they were going in?
Yeah, I knew.
You did? Okay.
Did you spit it out afterwards?
I swallowed.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Ralph tried to ruin it.
Yeah, did you hear him just... Did you get that electric shock of sexual tension?
What happened? Did you put them in your mouth? Did you put them in your mouth? Did you put the whole thing in your mouth there? That's the way my girlfriend's got big boobs.
He loves his work. Loves his work.
Oh, God, he totally did.
Oh, check out the Tony Perkins Show. Annie Yu, for those of you around the country, I got to tell you, she is lovely in every possible way. She's a lot of fun. She gets that she's a hottie. Former Redskins cheerleader and now anchorwoman on Fox 5, and she's also been a producer. And really, she gets it.
Yep.
And she'll be great on the Tony Perkins Show, so check it out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trunk Club. No matter what time of year it is, you've got to make every second count, and that means looking your best. We get these magazines down here in South Florida. There's one called Naples.
Yes.
I call them the She Magazine. And then we get another one called Gulf Shore. And they have these people at these parties. You know, it's one of those kind of things where they show the people at the parties for the charities.
Yeah, sure.
And you see the way these people are dressed. And I look at these people and I say, style. Man, what do you do to get that kind of style?
Right.
How about this? We've got a great new sponsor, Trunk Club. If you're somebody that slogs into work every day and you got to look good, or you're going to functions all the time and you want to look your best, and you maybe are a little challenged, Trunk Club makes shopping easy because they find the best clothes for you and your style, so you'll always look great. Oscar is having a great time with Trunk Club right now.
I got to tell you, I already mentioned the fact that I was able to get a sweet shirt. There's some things that come in your trunk that you're like, I love that, but I love that in a different color. I wrote back just quickly. I said, do you have this in blue? Do you have this in red? And it came back in those colors.
Wow.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Saves me time and the hassle of going around to the store.
And and they don't charge anything to send the stuff back.
No, so
they send it all to you. You check it out. They've got the pre-done box to send back to Trunk Club. So if you don't like something, you send it back. It's that easy. They're not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you like. No hidden charges. Just great clothes. That's all it's about. Trunk Club. Make you look great. Clothes picked just for you. Start today at Trunk Club. They'll save you for free. They will style you for free, rather. Plus, free shipping both ways. You only pay for the clothes you keep. Just go to trunkclub.com/TMOS. That's trunkclub.com/TMOS for a trunk filled with clothes you're going to love wearing and be like Oscar.
Yep.
I mean, he didn't like the color. Send it back. They sent him the right color.
They take care
of it. That's the way it works.
So cool.
Thank you. Okay, so speaking of our boy.
Yes.
Oscar Santana.
Yes.
He of the many hats. He of the 400 podcasts. He of the MBA program.
Yeah.
He of the buying a snowblower and getting everybody out in the whole neighborhood.
Damn him for being so hardworking.
Yeah.
It's go, 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 go all the time. And, you know, when Oscar wants to get a little downtime and comes to me and says, you know, I'll still bring my equipment out there and we'll do the show, I'm like, yeah, of course.
Nobody a workation, needs more. Mike.
Nobody needs a workation more than Oscar. And I know that you had to be, you don't make a big deal about stuff like this, but I know you probably had to be disappointed that you weren't able to go to Sundance with Todd Moore.
Yes.
Sounded, you know, it's weird. Sometimes when you text someone, just the words they choose make them sound bummed. It's just upper and lowercase letters. But while we were going back and forth on Monday, your whole demeanor was, I think we might have to bag this trip. And I'm like, oh, no, because I knew you were already at the airport.
Oh, yeah. Look, What sucks is that we had planned this for months.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're going to go somewhere and you're going to go somewhere with your best friend, why not go to a place you've never been together and discover it together, right?
Right. Are you talking about very Shannon terrific. Or Todd?
I'm talking about Todd.
Okay.
Shannon really Shannon was just a nice addition.
That's incredible. I mean, I would put that on my bucket list.
Yeah,
I would love to go to Sundance.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to go to Sundance to see the premiere of the movie you're in?
Oh, wow.
That would be fantastic.
Now we're really talking. All right, so.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Turn off the Skype.
Aren't you glad we have these cameras?
There are times when I like the cameras. There are times when I'm not so fun.
If you're just catching up, Todd and.
Stop it!
And I. And his wonderful girlfriend, Marissa,
yes,
and Shannon.
Yes, Marissa, lovely lady.
And a bunch of their friends were all going out to Sundance, and they left last Thursday, right?
Okay.
They left last Thursday, and that wasn't because the blizzard was coming. It's just that's the way it was programmed. I had a full weekend of school set up.
Right.
And I couldn't miss a weekend of school, so I said, we're flying out Sunday.
Right.
So school was canceled. Couldn't get on that Thursday flight. Had responsibilities. Try to get on that Sunday flight was canceled.
Blizzard of the century.
Try to get on that Monday morning flight was canceled. And then Monday night came. But by that time, when that flight was delayed an hour, we said, enough is enough.
When did you, when you were making all the arrangements, because originally, before the storm even came in, the game plan for you was going to be that you were going to actually go to class because it's that program with all the guys and they're really rigid about doing that.
Right.
You do it in a hotel. That got blown up because the blizzard was so significant. When did you start the delightful dance with the airlines as far as doing all this crap?
I would say Wednesday of the week before.
Oh, because that's when we knew the blizzard was going to hit.
So the way I understand the catch 22 of this would be, if they get the flight out, you're going to have to pay. You can't just switch to switch, right? You have
to
wait to see if it's canceled before you can really do anything.
Because you're actually helping them out. You're trying to reschedule in advance to help them out.
Doesn't do any good because it's already a done deal. You know, that's the way they do it.
I know, but
that's
you know what I hate? I hate stupidity.
And the Thursday flight, hypothetically, may have worked, but then I would have missed shows.
Extra show, right?
So that just wasn't going to work for me. And I wanted to help my parents out, and that was another issue. So I said, you know, I'm not going to let them rot. Now that they've canceled class, and you know, I'm going to make sure
by Wednesday they had Wednesday night they had gone full Armageddon.
Yeah,
they knew what was coming. Yeah,
we went back and forth. I think, and it really, really wasn't the airline was just the final straw, because I look at to get to the headline is that. Todd was absolutely right. It was going to be a trip of a lifetime.
Sure.
He got a chance to see Emilio Estevez, which may not be cool for a lot of people, but it's damn cool for me.
Well, he's one of your people.
Yeah.
Big one was yesterday. That's why I'm talking about it today. Because are you jumping right? Are you skipping ahead?
I'm skipping ahead.
The Mac Daddy?
Well, I'm not running right. I'm going to give you some other people.
He saw Emilio Estevez. Yeah. That would not exactly be, you know, I'm not getting on a Delta flight to go see him.
Well, for me, it was, I just think of Young Guns.
He was out there, Mike, promoting the box set of Men at Work, his movie he made.
I wrote him Men at Work. I wrote him that exact movie. I was like, I'm an 80s kid, right? So I was like, I remember all the movies. Mighty Ducks, like, hello.
All right, yeah.
The movies that slowly eroded our cultural empire.
Army Hammer was there. He's got a picture there with
He played the Winklevoss twins.
Yes.
Yes, I know who that gentleman is.
Thank you. Kendra Wilkinson, which isn't a big deal, but
she was a Pirates of the Caribbean.
I still would have, it would have been cool to see her. But yesterday, and this is what he actually wrote. He said when we wrote to him, he's like, look, we're bailing on this. It's going to be an hour, and we don't know if it's even going to fly out. And we're over it, right?
Right.
City's a disaster. Airport's a disaster. It looks like a homeless shelter. We're moving. We're like, we're getting out of here. He goes, come on, suck it up. We have all these plans for us to go to all these exhibits. Like a VR, like virtual reality, all these things. And I said,
were you speaking
great,
to him
great
or
texting? Stuff when he was showing the pictures of the virtual reality. Yeah. I wanted to be there.
I said, dude, I said, it's just not in the cards. I'm so sorry.
Were you texting or speaking to him?
Texting.
Okay, so you couldn't hear the tinkle of ice in a glass.
And there was a beautiful home, which apparently was, you know, rented out.
Sure.
And we would eat that because we had prepaid, and I wouldn't have it any other way, because if you don't show up, we don't show up, right?
Mm-hmm. But he's out there, so you got to... Yes.
He's out there. So they're all out there loving life and loving every minute of it. And
is it just... is it any other couples besides
there's like
you
six,
and Shannon?
There's three other couples, right?
That's so cool. That's as big far as the yeah. cost. You, yeah. Are they going to be... Is Todd going to be kind to you about the, you know, the home?
I don't think it's... It's really... It's at this point... It's on me, right? If it was Todd, I wouldn't say, hey, here's your money back. It's just, you decide not to come, you decide not to come.
Well, here's my thought on this. I would be the same way. I would say, you're the one that canceled the plans.
Yeah.
But I would change my tune as soon as I looked online and he met the Mac Daddy at Sundance, Robert Redford.
Yeah.
And I just said, Oscar is dying.
Got
right
that
now.
Last night. I actually felt a little better because when I got that, Shannon was on the group text.
Right.
And Shannon said, who is that? And I said, well,
come on.
We would have gotten into some sort of fight if that happened and we were there.
It's good
not
for you.
Just, and it's not
good
just
for
Robert
you,
Redford.
My mid-30s friend. Good. Yes. Show that girl, for God's sake, life goes on.
But it's Robert Redford at Sundance. It's like meeting the king in his palace.
Yes.
That's the way to do it. Unreal.
I mean, I plead my age 100%. Are there? I guess that's
he's an icon.
Mac, do you know who Robert Redford is?
Only from the recent movie A Walk in the Woods. That's it. Just because I saw his name for the previews of that.
Anytime anyone who makes a movie with Nick Nolte, they're on your radar.
I just saw the commercials for it and said Robert Redford. It's like, that's who it is.
Okay. Any other commercials with Robert Redford ever?
No.
About the sailboat movie that was out last year where he was like a survival movie?
He's all alone.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Thank you for
Rachel,
your time.
What about you, Rachel? Do you know who Robert Redford is?
Yeah, I actually have like a weird connection to him. Oh. I know his granddaughter. His granddaughter went to my friend's high school. So she's like from my area.
You go. That's a good answer. That completely makes me happy when I hear that.
Yeah.
That
she was actually invited to Robert Redford's granddaughter's 50th birthday party.
So did it make you feel better because Todd's having a great time and you really didn't screw him by not being out there? Or are you like me where your incapability of feeling joy for others?
Oh, no, I was so happy for him. I was so happy for him.
That's what separates
so
him from us, Mike. That's really, there's so many ways that we're different, but that might be the most polarizing difference.
Well, no, I don't, now here's the thing. Remember, we've discussed, we all have trust issues with Oscar. I will say that I don't necessarily think I think there's a part of him that the truly human part deep down inside goes, that. Bastard.
I'll tell you exactly what I texted him back, and a window into my soul. This is the natural reaction right away when
Oscar has flaws, but that's not one of them.
Okay, I wrote this. This is what I wrote him. I said, FML, damn it. It's like he remembers you from last year's festival. Old pals, very cool pick. So happy for you.
I forgot, because remember, he took stalker pictures of Robert Redford last year.
And my chick writes, who is that? And I said, that's Robert Redford, !!
I'm sending you a text right now, Oscar, just for you.
Yes.
You know, because we're talking about this. So you actually sent him a text and you were happy for him.
Yes.
But I'm sure a part of you wanted to be out there, too, right?
Clearly, that's the whole point of FML. Damn it.
Yeah, sure.
We should have been there with you to meet him. We would have been there.
Now, to be clear,
I actually was excited about the full VR experience as well. I would have liked to have done that.
To be clear, Robert Redford is not one of the couples in the house, though. He's not sharing a house with him.
No.
And that was him and not a virtual reality.
Celebrities are everywhere. You know, that's my life.
Yeah, thick with celebrities.
I am trying to take this lead and just, but really, like, feel the joy for others. And that's why it's important for me to do that. And that's why I sent you a text because I'm going to be as honest as you are about, you know, showing my joy for other people.
Oh, Mike. This is not surprising whatsoever. I'm actually going to hold this up to the camera. You can see that.
There
you go. Enjoy. This is the world I live in. Thank you.
We do love our happiness, don't we?
We do love our happiness. So, but I saw Redford and
he was not only meeting Redford, he was meeting Redford at the virtual reality
and having a conversation with him.
And had a conversation with him. And Todd is such a nerdnik that Todd transcribed the conversation
to
go along with Marissa's photos of.
Yes!
I wouldn't. I wouldn't have the initiative to do
that. No, if someone else is going to do it for you, take pictures.
Yeah,
no one ever does anything for us.
I wouldn't remember what I said to him. He's that big of a deal.
To meet him at Sundance, an event that he solely created that has made stars. I mean, the Sundance Film Festival has created stars. Incredible.
You see the dollars that are being spent this year? Look, if you look at the stock market, you'd be like, oh, the economy's not doing that great. How about no? It is. And especially for Amazon and especially for Netflix, they bid $13 million, $10 million. $27 million incredible. For these films.
Mm-hmm. Yes, incredible. Right? It truly is. And there's so many new platforms for all this content I think it's a very good time to be in entertainment right now. I think it's a very, and probably entertainment stocks.
And Oscar was so close to being there. Isn't that cool?
It's a burn.
Well, that's good. So we'll have to get Todd on when he comes back.
Yeah, full report.
To talk about Sundance.
He actually wrote, you could have done Oscarazzi from Sundance. And that was the real burn.
Well, it's official. Now I'm pissed.
Yes.
You should have gotten on that plane, goddammit.
I couldn't do that. I actually went back and looked at that flight, and when it finally went out, it was on a 3-hour delay, but it went out.
Okay.
You know, they still run trains.
Yeah, that's right. Go out there by covered wagon, Rob. That's what you should do. We will take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Donald Trump and whether anybody thinks he's really going to show up for this debate. And whether it's all a big joke or what's going on, because that's the big news story of the day. We don't talk a lot of politics anymore. I try to avoid it, but we'll do it when we come back. Bye-bye. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's an old saying, but it still holds true. Why write something new when you can use the old copy? I'm sorry. It's an old saying, but it still holds true. You never get one chance to make a first event. No, you never get a first chance. You never get a second chance.
That's it.
So you wrote, it's an old saying, but it still holds true. You only get one chance to... No, the saying is you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
No, I think you only get one
chance
to make a...
That's the proper way of doing it.
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
It's saying the same thing. But
I've never heard you only get one chance to make a first impression. That's redundant.
Well, it's saying exactly the same thing as the other thing.
Think about it. Just say it. Doesn't it sound weird to you?
You only get one chance to make a first impression. I think it's perfect.
Well, it's close, but I think the pure impression...
You pulled a me. I would have said that.
It's... I think... we can look it up and debate it. But
somebody look
about,
it up.
When we're talking about first impressions, we're talking about this. We're talking about what I hold in my hot little hand right here, the Vistaprint card that I hand out to everybody. I handed it out at the barber shop yesterday. And I really shouldn't have because, frankly, with the job she did, don't really care to go back.
You got the high and tight.
The show. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, yeah, we can see it.
Yeah, it's massacred. I was massacred.
She thought you were in the military, I take it?
Oh, God, it was horrible.
Did she try to sell you a hat?
No, she did not. Thank you. Vistaprint.com, that's what we're talking about, people. Right now, it's a great deal. She knew about this deal. We actually discussed that because she handed me a card that was a Vistaprint card when I left her shop yesterday.
That's cool.
And $9.99 for 500 business cards. 500 cards under $10. That is the way to impress a client, and it's also the way to make that first impression. We can discuss the semantics anytime, but remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings, great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card using promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today.
If you type it into Google, it auto-completes. You only get one chance to make a first impression.
You know what? I stand corrected.
So there. Yeah. But I can
Rob
also...
Rob wins.
No. And what did you say it is? You never get a second chance
to make a first impression? Yes.
Let's see how that does.
I've heard that more than I've heard one chance.
You never?
Not one time. I hear that all the time.
Yeah, one
but
time.
But one chance is no. certainly
you know what?
That's the first.
It also auto-completes. So who knows? Mm.
Yeah, I look, right, I think I think either work, though Mike really sold me on the second chance.
That's the first time I heard it. That's the way I heard it.
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Or you only get one chance to make a first
impression. You only get one shot.
You know what? It's the second chance one is actually a little more clever because it's using second and first in the same thing. So it's almost like a pun. It's wordplay.
And I'm turning over a new leaf because when Oscar said he sent nice texts to people, I'm sending nice texts to everybody today. So.
You are?
Oh, yes, oh how nice.
What did he write?
You got it.
I didn't get anything.
Oh, someday you'll get one.
Do you want to share it with the class? Do you want to share it
with the class? Yes, it reads, Rob, your haircut looks better than mine.
No. You don't have any hair. Doesn't count. Come on, share it with the class, please.
You
please,
never
please.
Get a second chance to write new copy.
Thank you.
Wow. Listen to you pandering to the audience like that. They love it. They do indeed.
Fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay. Donald Trump is the phenomenon that has really changed the landscape of politics. And there are, you know, so many people in this country that are really weirded out by this whole thing. And now the latest is that he has said that he's not going to show for the debate Thursday night, right? That that Fox debate is on Thursday
night. He's doing his own thing.
He hates Megyn Kelly.
He's doing his own thing. Yeah, but that was 5 months ago, and now he's... This is what I said to somebody about Donald Trump. I almost believe that every single thing he's doing is being done to generate this white hot controversy.
Yep.
Nothing he has said or done or been or whatever has done anything to stop this steamroller. So why wouldn't you have an office of people that are creating ideas every day that will generate this? However, this one is unlike anything I've ever seen, because when you have the right-wing Fox News channel, and then you have the right-wing Donald Trump, it seems that there is tremendous conflict now within the Republican Party. It's weird, but I don't think Trump cares. I don't know. I am so confused by this. I can't predict what's going to happen. I don't know if the polls are necessarily totally accurate, but at the same time, you are hearing, you know where you're hearing the real nastiness about Donald Trump? Not from Democrats, you're hearing it from Republicans.
From within,
It's incredible.
Now you
I've never seen anything like it.
You are a political junkie. You love politics as a sport.
I watch a lot of it. I will tell you, this year has burned me out. This year is
too much too early, I think.
Well, what burns me out now, I used to be more into it when you could have give and take and you could I'm not persuading anybody and nobody's persuading me, to be perfectly honest with you. It doesn't happen anymore in our system. That's actually probably what has given rise to people like Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, because you've got the American people that are tired of the same old crap. It's scary.
If you take out the reason he's doing it, just a candidate not showing up to a debate.
I think it's fun to watch.
Is it unprecedented? Has any candidate ever done this before?
I don't think I've ever heard of it. I've never heard of it.
Not since the 1960s.
Oh, so who did it in the 60s?
I'm not
Kennedy?
Sure. I'm not sure who it was, but I remember hearing this morning that in the 19 this has not
show
happened
killer.
In over 50 years.
Mac, if you're going to jump in
show
and say
killer,
not since
show
the
killer, show
if
killer,
you're
going
to jump
killer.
In and say not since the 1960s, you have to give the name. That's the way that
context.
Normally works. Mm-hmm. Okay,
but
it's just like going to school and staying all the way through class. All right. So anyway,
and is it true? Is it really true that it happened in the 1960s? I don't know.
I mean, the 60s.
Are you calling him a liar?
You know, I'm just saying.
Come on.
Who knows?
He had a fun fact.
He did.
It's unprecedented.
He didn't cite
truly...
where it came from. Or
so Steve Bridges, who runs our station out at KCJJ, and he owns the station, he got it all in the ringer.
Steve, let it go. Let it go.
Well, he is passionate about his politics.
Yes.
And he sees both of his loves, they conflict. Did you see the video of the Iowa looked like linemen
yes.
That were that were endorsing Donald Trump. It was, I believe,
on stage shaking hands with the men,
some linemen and some wrestlers.
Yeah,
that, you know. And I, by the way, I commiserate with these people down here. Okay. I know the stripe of Iowan that we're talking about down here. I know the type of people that that are going gaga for Mr. Trump out there. And, you know, these folks down here, there's some support. Let me just put it that way. There's some support for with the Donald down here. My question to you boys.
Yes.
Do you think, is there a level of sophistication that is such, as far as from a PR standpoint, where he might just be playing all of us with this, that this might be his strategy, where or is he truly as mercurial as they say, and he really is a petulant, sensitive little boy that's like, I don't like her, and I'm basically going to, I'm not going to show up for the debate. I mean,
I don't think
there
it's
is
petulance.
There's risk potential here. Believe, I mean, even though it's not, he's
what
not,
does he have he to lose?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's a
he has
power
to lose
play.
The Iowa caucus.
If he loses the presidency, he's still rich and more powerful than he ever was before. Mm-hmm. He has nothing to lose.
I think it's a power play. I think he's showing, you know what, everyone is talking about how politics is changing and it's different,
yeah,
and it's more exclusive and less inclusive. There's a part of me that thinks, and I don't know if he's trying to outthink everyone and all those big thinkers out there, that he's saying, I'm bigger than this debate.
Yeah, well,
I don't need this.
Actually, it makes the idea that he's not going because of Megyn Kelly is hilarious.
I think that's his excuse.
I've actually never talked about this before, but one of my old roommates who works for CNN now works this beat, right?
Right.
And she was attacked by Donald Trump at one point. And this is a couple months after Megyn Kelly's incident.
Not physically attacked.
No, verbally.
Okay.
And he went out of his way to
tweet really about her.
Just completely be an a-hole about her reporting, because he said that she did not report all the crowds that were there for his book signing, right?
Okay.
And
here's what scares me about this.
Yes.
And because I think it is probably safe to say that we are certainly beyond the place where we all say how ridiculous it would ever be that Donald Trump could be the nominee or even be the president of the United States. I think those days of chuckling, we have to put him back.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
What I see now is, if this is the way you're responding towards freedom of the press and journalists, it would really worry me if this guy was the main guy. If he was the main guy.
Feel the same way about Bernie.
How do you feel the same way about Bernie? Bernie doesn't attack journalists.
He doesn't, but his policies are so radical.
No. Remove that from the debate for a second, yes, please.
Really not on the table here, Oscar.
You know, it's not that.
It's equal opportunity.
Let me ask this. Yes. Because I know you and your thick-necked friends over there at your other show are either playing the greatest joke in living history or are going to be, or are legitimate.
Mike,
either
I'm not proud of this, but I didn't vote last election. And some of the guys.
And see what happened?
And some of the guys in that room didn't vote last election. So
nobody really gives a rat's ass.
Yes, get over it. It's
but
just
the thing
fun.
About it is, well, it's, yeah, but it's fun until. I get nervous about issues like this. That just one little tiny issue. Just only one. Thermonuclear war. That's all. Other than that, I'm good. Other than that, I'm good, good, good. The thing about it is, but when I see this, I said, wow, if this was taken to its extreme and he won, he's picking on these journalists. Well, the way people in power in other countries pick on journalists is the, where is the journalist? There, she will not be heard from again.
Exactly.
She will not be heard. She's been taken by the CIA to an undisclosed location where she will live out my entire presidency.
And
I think about stuff like
and
that.
And you add to that, if it's the simplest level is, I'm not going to do this debate because I get my way. This is what I want, and this is how I'm going to do it because I get
right.
my way. He steps into the presidency. He gets his way with everything. It's just a bad precedent to set. You mentioned
amazing.
Thermonuclear
Never
war.
Seen anything like this.
I
yes.
mean, yeah. This is, I can do this. I'm the president. I'm going to get my way.
I was slighted 6 months ago by France.
Yeah.
I am setting the warheads.
Goodbye, bread and cheese.
He's not playing by the rules because he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to. He has never played by the rules.
And the dollars speak to that, because think about all the guys that are in the RNC right now that are fighting to somehow break through this noise, right?
Mm-hmm. And they can't.
Somehow break through it. So when a Donald Trump says, I'm not doing it because I have a personal gripe with this one reporter, Fox News is in a place where they're like, F it, man. Like, that guy is going to bring all the ratings, and now he's not showing up, but we got to stand by our reporter because that's who we are, right?
Right.
We
got
to make sure we do that.
They did. And then, it's one of the great wars of political history. It truly is.
And then you have Trump being like, I'm going to run my own event. It's like he didn't like the way the prom was going, so he's going to throw his own prom, right?
Yeah.
So
what would be cool is just for a moment in history, because they're talking about my event will get greater ratings than this if the powers that be, just in the spirit of, you can make the argument about Fox and CNN and left media and right media, mm-hmm. but if the journalists all came together for one moment and said, okay, we're going to respect the fact that you have the debate, and we're going to run an Anthony Bourdain on CNN, and we're not going to cover the Donald Trump event. Of course they're going to cover it.
Yeah, because Fox may not cover it, but the rest of the, they're going to want that airtime, right?
Yeah.
My question
is fun. Don't you think it's fun to watch?
It's fun to a point. You know what? Look, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I actually don't talk about stuff unless it's that significant. This is such a huge political story. It's fun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wonder, could this be? Everybody always talks about this with Trump. Could this be the risk that doesn't pay off? Because the guy can actually, I believe when he says he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, I think he means it. And I don't think anybody in his support base is showing him any different. Is this the one, though? Because Iowa's close.
Yep.
They've talked about it in the polls. Could this tip the scales? I think absolutely it could tip the scales. And
it's a
you
gamble.
Could have,
it's a definite gamble.
But it's the weirdest
thing
ever.
When you talk about it being fun, do you think they were talking about how fun it was in 1776 when we were on the verge of a revolution and everything changing? Were they scared? Were they saying this can't happen? Or were they saying it was fun?
I don't want to overstate it. It's a year away. It's a year away.
Well,
but they're already talking about if he wins Iowa, that,
forever from now,
and he wins New Hampshire, that this thing is officially over.
Yep.
In the Republican,
but
he will be the
nominee. Who's going to be Kangles? I've been saying that forever.
Listen. Did anybody at the beginning when this whole thing started?
Yes.
Did any of you?
No, I said he'd be out. He would never make the first debate. No,
he'd never make the
first
debate.
But he's made it so much more fun.
It's the same thing.
People are going crazy.
Is fun what we want, or is it? I'm starting to think, yeah, it's fun. I'm like everybody else. It's like reality television, but I'm getting a little bit
nervous.
Weirded out by.
Okay,
it's
how about
the same
this?
Deja vu. It's deja vu of when Arnold Schwarzenegger went on the Tonight Show and announced his candidacy for the governor, and we all had a great laugh.
Yeah, we laughed until he got elected.
Until he was in power. That's right. And so it can happen.
And here's the thing. You know what? If it does happen, I'd be the first one to hope that not only were we wrong about his chances for getting elected, I hope to God, Jesus, anybody you pray to, that we're wrong about what potential he has to, you know, take that personality and do damage.
Yeah.
I hope that he does. But I can't believe I'm saying that.
I know.
Those words are coming out of my
mouth. I know.
It's a weird time. I've never seen anything like it. I can't get my head around it. But is this not an example of the fact that this is coming about because the system is broken?
Yeah.
Nobody likes
Are we
going to
be
system.
Any unhappier with what's going on now if one of those guys, whether it's Bernie or Trump, gets in office? Like,
First of all, here's what I think when you ask me that. I don't know if anybody can get anything done.
Yeah.
No matter what.
You still got to deal with Congress.
Yeah.
I hate to think about that, but it's true. I don't know, man.
Last time we were optimistic.
That's why we got to stick to our knitting. We just got to make sure that we bring the waka, 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 regardless of who's in power.
You're listening to the generation that's going to be responsible for getting Donald Trump elected president.
There you go. Because it's fun.
It's fun. Stick to our knitting and our waka waka. And, you know, one morning it's like, will you pass me the orange juice? What was that?
I don't know. I don't think Fort Myers is a hot target. Yeah, the Pentagon isn't right near where you are.
Why do you think I moved here? Anyway, we will take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
By now, you are more than familiar with all the guys at TMOS. Your host, Mike O'Mara.
We won't get any older and we won't ever die.
Audio mastermind, Rob Spiewak.
Es lebe die nationalsozialistische Bewegung! Es lebe Deutschland!
And our favorite Bolivian, Oscar Santana.
Trump ad right there.
But are you aware that each week our boys do an extra show just for you, the dedicated listener?
Oh, you can't say that.
I don't give a I know I'm losing and I want everybody to know.
Playing the rules.
I don't care about the fucking rules.
All you need to do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on TMOS bonus packages. If you can't figure it out from there, well, perhaps you don't get it.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Bonus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. That's a good, yeah, I'd like to get some more promos from listeners. That's I'd a lot of fun it. When we yeah. get those. So please send those along. They have a lot of fun doing them, and we'd love to get more. Guess what I'm having for luncheon, fellows?
Ooh, I can't even guess. That? What's that?
I'm having a Philly-style hoagie with green peppers, onions, and aged cheddar cheese. Wow!
Yummy.
Blue Apron is here! Yeah. Blue Apron is here! Yeah. Yay, rah, rah! I love Blue Apron. Blue Apron, you can cook at home, and you can make healthier food and save money at the same time for less than 10 bucks a meal. Blue Apron delivers all of the fresh ingredients you need. Oh. Oh, it's not that. Oh, we're having cod. Okay. Thank you. I like this too.
An audible
cod. And, what is that? Cod and potato brandade. That's what is that? Is that pronounced brandade? Is that brandade?
Brandade, I believe.
Brandade.
Yeah.
Ooh, cod and potato brandade. This is like the casserole that I saw in a restaurant up in Maine. So we're having that.
Do you have a full staff next to you?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
What just happened?
We pay attention down here. Those are the instructions from Blue Apron on how to make this
nice.
Wonderful dish
oh,
that Carla's whipping up easy. For me as we speak. It's so good. I love Blue Apron. You're going to and remember, less than 10 bucks a meal, people. All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. Tasty and good for you. We're having that now. All right, let's finish the show. And right now, you can get your first two meals free. My mouth is actually watering by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. I swear to God, I do not normally like to eat fish, but I know this is going to be great because every fish dish that I've had with Blue Apron has been a 10. It's our treat. Get two meals free. Go to blueapron.com/TMOS. The first two meals on us, blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Thank you. It's a lot of time I spent on Blue Apron because I get excited about it.
Well, you
it.
Like it. It's good
it.
Stuff.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, let me get my ducks in order here. Make sure that this is over here and this is over here.
News!
Concussions, deflated balls, minor suspensions for horrible domestic crimes caught on tape. It's still not enough to slow down the National Football League. Harris Interactive just released the results of their annual survey on the most popular sports in America. And as always, pro football came in number one. 33% of people say the NFL is their favorite sport. Major League Baseball came in second, quite a ways back with 15%. Back when the survey started 30 years ago, the NFL only had a 1% lead, 24 to 23%. And baseball has to liven things up a little bit. You got to make the games shorter.
So boring.
How do you fix
Thank
it,
Thank you
Mike?
Very much.
How do you fix it?
They worked on it with limited time between innings. They worked on that. They still have to continue. They have to tell those pitchers, throw the ball,
Do
throw the ball,
like a machine. Do you know that the Model T at one point was the greatest vehicle ever produced by any automobile company in the 1900s?
Game changer.
Yeah, really. The market share was in the 80th percentile. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When people talk about baseball, I think they're talking about the Model T. Because...
Well,
these
I'm
sports have
baseball.
Evolved.
Once great.
I'm going to save baseball. You know how I'm going to do that?
How?
I'm sending a letter to the commissioner. More concussions.
If it just moved faster.
I'm a baseball fan. I think they need to do... I don't know what the solution is. I think they have to do more than just make it move faster.
Yeah.
I think they have spice up the look of it and
create
all that
some obstacle courses as you're running to first base.
Yeah. More violence.
Bouncy ball.
Or like
more
a,
violence.
A circle of fire when you get into home base.
And cheerleaders.
You know?
Cheerleaders. Hot
cheerleaders. Yes.
Yeah. Fireworks.
Hey, but baseball,
sex it up a little bit.
Yeah. Major League Baseball is still ahead of college football. NASCAR is fourth with 6%. They've kind of had a flat
line. Just said a college viewing habits are a major league franchise can't be compared to college teams.
Well, it's you've got 33% NFL is their favorite, 15% still say baseball is, 10% say college football is, NASCAR 6%, the NBA and NHL tied for fifth with 5%.
That shocks me that the NBA would be that low.
With that's all the a dollars. Rough spot for the NBA. That's getting 13% of the vote. They were getting 13% in the mid-90s, so he's in trouble. The rest of the top 10 are men's soccer, men's college basketball, men's golf at 3%, and boxing at 3%. We assume that boxing got votes from people who are fans of UFC and mixed martial art. That didn't even get its own category. And
Gary Stein loves boxing.
Well, until you get Ronda Rousey,
golf would have been higher.
Yeah, I thought I would think so too. Until you get Ronda, well, golf's not even on the networks as much as it used to be.
Yeah.
Until you get Ronda Rousey every weekend,
they need the
UFC's
names.
UFC's going to have a little.
They need the
trouble,
names to sell it. And you know what? If someone does a UFC fight every week, their life will be considerably shortened.
This is true. So, and that's fun. I'm watching.
Yeah, there you go.
A website called Bottom Line Health recently talked to a food safety lawyer who's been representing people in food poisoning cases for the past 20 years, including the recent one against Chipotle. They asked him to list the foods he personally never eats because they're too risky. Here are the top four.
Okay.
So this is just a lawyer talking about this? All right. Number one is raw oysters.
Makes sense.
Number two, pre-cut fruit and veggies.
Always hear about that.
Number three, here's a weird one, sprouts, which a lot of people put on salads.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because he's represented people with these lawsuits. Mm. And number four is rare meat. If you love your steak rare, you should cook it to 160 degrees. Nobody does if you
kill
want to.
Kill yourself.
Screw that. I'd rather be sick.
The one thing you don't have to avoid, this is good news for me, I eat a lot of it, sushi. The expert says it's usually handled well, and there haven't been many outbreaks linked to it. I've eaten sushi all my life, and I haven't had a problem.
Don't buy your sushi at Target, but I think other than that, you'll probably be okay.
I eat most of my sushi from the Publix supermarket chain.
Really?
It's yummy, yummy in my tummy.
I would think that with a lot of turnover, you'd be okay, as long as it's not sitting on the shelf.
Turnover with the food or turnover at the store? Oprah Winfrey made $12 million in about an hour yesterday simply by posting a video about bread. It was a 30-second ad for Weight Watchers. The rich get richer.
Stock is she up.
She said this.
30%.
Yeah.
This is the joy for me. I love bread. I love bread. I now just manage it, so I don't deny myself bread. That's how she would say this. This is a joy for me. I love bread. I love bread. I now just manage it, so I don't deny myself bread.
I love bread.
Everybody gets bread.
You get bread. You get bread. You get diabetes. You get diabetes.
That's the genius of this program. I've lost 26 pounds, and I've eaten bread every single day. Over the next hour, Weight Watchers shares grew more than 16%. According to MarketWatch.com,
wow.
Oprah owns just under 6.4 million shares, and that boost earned her $12 million because she needs it.
Well, you know, and she ate so much bread, she also went up 16%.
Tim McGraw isn't the only country artist doing the mobile gym thing. Carrie Underwood posted photos of what she'll be sweating in on a Storyteller tour that's coming up. She includes, she's got an elliptical, a full set of dumbbells, and a weight machine. I guess in a trailer when she goes on tour.
Almost have to be, yeah.
Here's what she wrote. New tour toys. Had a mobile gym made for this year. Now I can work out anywhere. My new motto, shredded by summer. I'll post progress as I go.
Mm.
Hope there's some pictures, Carrie.
I'd love to see those, baby. Thank you very much.
According to a new survey, the average person wakes up at 6:30, leaves their house at 7:23, finally feels ready to interact with other human beings at 8:40, and is not fully awake until 9:40, right when we tape this show.
Exactly. That's why we start at 10.
Exactly why we do it that way. That's right. Most of us say we feel like a zombie for the first few hours. The survey also found 60% of people go through their commutes so mindlessly that they don't even remember
hypnosis. State of hypnosis.
Yeah.
Boys, can you, you guys see the slog?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, the worst thing is, though, when I used to run board for the Howard Stern Show, and I'd have to be at WJFK at 5:30 in the morning, there are times when I would take the exit and just, I would all of a sudden be at work.
Yeah.
And there are other times that I'd be driving other places and I would take the exit to work without even thinking because I did it all the time.
It's actually a big problem because that's why so many accidents happen because people are just on autopilot and
scary.
There's a big campaign now for people to actually get into the practice of being mindful when they're driving.
This is why my the texting keeps me awake.
So right.
That's true. What I do, I like to, because it keeps you sharp.
It does.
You text, and I also bring a pint of ice cream with me.
Attaboy.
That's the way that works.
Good thinking. Okay.
Now a little something, something. Dateline Montverde, Florida. People saw a bottomless woman jump out of a Ford pickup truck and run into the woods.
Oh, no.
So they called 911. Then the cops pulled over the pickup and found the driver was 26-year-old Kevin Webb of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Welcome to Florida, Kevin. He happened to have a warrant out for a parole violation. That's unusual around
that
here.
That is.
When they tracked down the woman, she said she jumped out of the truck because of an argument. But she didn't explain why she wasn't wearing pants. Well, I have the answer.
What's that?
This is Florida, and pants are always optional. And it was on Sunday, so they're probably coming from church. Thank you. Florida.
Glad you worked it out.
Yep, got it all figured out here. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hello, technology enthusiasts. Since 2008, Tech 4-in-1 has been providing you with a dazzling cocktail of state-of-the-art info and rib-tickling entertainment. Oscar Santana and Todd Moore really bring it week after week, but now it's even better. Thanks to me, Mike McIntosh.
Good morning.
That went well.
Thanks so much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I have a lucky... Because I every day I use my Harry's, and I love it, and my face loves it. Not just that, I've been on their website for refills, and it's so easy to order online. After the show today, I'm getting their incredible-smelling shave gel that I ran out of. I adore that product. How many increments? Now, you order it. Do you order one at a time, or do you order a bunch of it when you go?
I think it comes to me every 2 months, I think it is.
Oh, because you're on the club.
I'm on the club, yeah.
Well, now is the perfect time to make a fresh start and reward your face. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Harry's, the only shaving company that offers both amazing quality and low prices. Wonderful German-engineered five-blade cartridges. No cuts, no burn. The quality 100% guaranteed. Factory direct prices mean no middleman. The blades sell at half the price of the other guys like Gillette. Yay, Harry's.
Yay.
So, just like me and Oscar and Rob, over 1 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and thousands more switch every day. You should too. Harry's doesn't like to discount because their prices are already so low. But I have a special offer for you. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off your first order. Stop overpaying for a great shave and start shaving right too. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your first purchase. HARRYS.com and the code TMOS at checkout. That's it, everybody. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vaults for Wednesday, Jan 27, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
Abe Vigoda, dead at age 94. Do you know this theme, Mike? Not many people would because it only ran for 2 seasons. This was the theme to his spinoff, Fish.
Oh.
And he actually has a small piece in television history. He's one of the few people who ever appeared in 2 series, same time, same character.
Ah.
Because he would play Fish on Fish and then occasionally show up on Barney Miller, too. So that's cool. Now, for the younger people, you might remember, I play this mostly for my buddy Brad. He was mentioned in the Beastie Boys song Posse in Effect. Rhymes like Abe Vigoda.
I love a riff like that. Like Abe Vigoda.
And also cool, last night he did a lot of work with Conan because he was a New York-based actor, Abe Vigoda was. So,
and Letterman. Didn't he go on Letterman?
Letterman too. Conan did a great tribute last night where he actually had Robert Duvall and Abe Vigoda reenact the scene from The Godfather where we played in the opening of the show where he asks if he can get him off the hook. And
all right,
he
says, that's the classic. It's the definitive scene.
He said, when it was introduced, Conan said, this is an outtake that goes a little further.
Tom, would you get me off the hook? You know, for old time's sake.
Can't do it, Sally.
Please.
I said I can't do it, Sally.
Pretty please. With sugar on top. I know you got a sweet tooth.
No.
What if we forget this whole murdering me thing and go to Baskin-Robbins? You know, a little ice cream.
That's tempting, but I'm lactose intolerant.
Hey,
Thank you, Abe, for all the laughter.
Oh, and as they said great. Today, the thing about Abe Vigoda, he always got the joke. And that goes back 50
years. He got the joke, and,
yeah,
and he made a career out of it, yeah. Actually. That's what he did.
Did you see the item in the paper that... People called the police in England because they heard someone screaming in a field, and they sent the police to help them. Turned out, Mike, it wasn't a person screaming, it was a goat. But I want you to hear this goat.
I love me the goats.
Because if you heard this, you might think there was a person screaming in the field. Now, if you heard that, you think that's a person in jeopardy? That's a goat.
That's great.
And I have heard that goats have voices like people, and each goat is very, very individual, but I would hate this goat. Not a fan.
I've got one right here. Hold on. Okay. Let's go, Cap.
No, that's a different goat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry.
It is always excellent when the home team pulls out a win.
It's a wonderful victory. Quite a season we're having.
All right. This is a son that probably hates his dad right about now. He looks like he's 12 or 13, mm-hmm. And this is a coverage of the New York blizzard. They got hit like we did.
Oh, yeah.
And so they had like, you know, 24 inches of snow on the ground.
Did right you see here. That YouTube video, just quick sidebar, of the guy snowboarding and skiing inside the city?
No.
Oh, if you get a chance to see it. I think it
was he being towed?
Yes.
Yeah, and he said, this is probably illegal.
Yes.
That was cool. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, like so
that.
There's a follow-up video that shows how they planned out that entire shoot.
Right.
It's pretty phenomenal and interesting how they
and they could they and they, there was the out. Element of danger in it too, yes. Because they really could have been killed.
And within 7 hours they already had almost 3 million views.
Jeez. Wow. Well,
book him on the show.
It's not like anyone was able to leave the house. Yeah. They could watch the snowboarding video. But how would you like it if you're going out with your dad and this is the interview they give the man on the street reporter? Just give it a listen, and it can be pretty embarrassing.
We just came from shopping at L'Occitane. It's the only store that's open on 86th Street because my man here did so well on his test. He just wanted some hand lotion, and we went up and got it, but now they're closing.
Now, let me ask you got good marks, and you wanted hand lotion? I guess because it's cold, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Let's make sure our hands stay moisturized. Have a great night.
So they left
what
the house.
What the F, Dad? You dope. Oh, my God. For How old is the kid?
I'd
how
say 12 or 13. I'll put it to you this way, Mike.
Prime J-O-H.
It was
no.
The kid was of the age that the hand lotion was more important than Brenner milk.
Oh, my God.
Dad, I really need some hand lotion.
Hey, Dad, I got an A on this test, and we're going to be snowed in for 3 days. I think we really need some hand lotion.
God, son, and I'm going to tell the world you really wanted it.
That's right. And then the son
What's
said.
What's the number one thing you want?
Hand lotion. Jesus.
Oh, I play. You know, I very seldom bring in a tape just for Jimmy Cerrito, but I had to play this. Black Sabbath is doing their farewell tour. And, of course, they've got to sing Iron Man. And I think Ozzy is sounding great. It'll be okay.
Yeah. Fine.
And you should see all the great...
Standing in the middle of the stage, slumped over his leg.
You should see all the great Black Sabbath merchandise, like the Ozzy Osbourne hand lotion.
That's what I want, Dad. Very good.
I got an A on my test. Can you give me some hand lotion?
Hand lotion. Yay.
Oh, okay. And big news for wildlife enthusiasts, Mike. They spotted, finally, they very rarely see them, a white giraffe was spotted in Africa.
True story. This is crazy. A few animal lovers. A rare white giraffe has been spotted in Africa. White giraffe. Yes. Pretty cool. Yeah, the white giraffe was immediately captured and nominated for an Oscar. So
that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday. Lots of hand lotion, folks.
Hey, that's it. Another Michael Mara show has come and gone. Thank you all, everybody. Our show today was brought to you by Omaha Steaks. I want to thank all of our listeners for the incredible response we're getting from omahasteaks.com. We love the fact that you are enjoying these wonderful, delicious flavors from Omaha Steaks. They've got beef and bison from the Golden Plains. Not to mention seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, plus veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasonings. And right now, you've got an incredible deal that I want to tell you about. Omaha Steaks has the perfect package for the big game. It's called the Omera Assortment. and it's 76% off its normal price. The Omera assortment, get ready, write it down, okay?
Do it.
Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, two moist savory boneless pork chops, four home-style chicken fried steaks, 15 giant all-beef Italian meatballs, plus four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, four crispy creamy potatoes au gratin, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four free juicy Omaha Steaks burgers. Wow. For our listeners, you ready for this price?
Yes.
$49.99. So many of you have told me about this, and you're loving it, and we're loving it as well. Get on your computer, go to omahasteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar, and it pops right up. Just add the Omera assortment to your cart. Again, that's omahasteaks.com, and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great package for $49.99. Be ready for the big game with Omaha Steaks and the Omera assortment. You will love it. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.